Hey everyone, this is Dr. V with Giggles and Chat, and I am happy to announce that I have my friend, my sister. Yeah. She is a motivator, an encourager, a soon-to-be author. She's also director of Special Victims here in Orangeburg, South Carolina. And I have today, ladies and gents, Miss Chandra McPherson. Hey, girl.
Hey there, love. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. It's a good day.
I know, because you're smiling and chatting all up. Oh, so today, well, let me go back. I was reading recently, and some of the text from the reading was about being bitter, mm-hmm. and how being bitter can cause you to miss out on life. Immediately, I thought of you. Mm-hmm. I said you would be the perfect person to discuss this. But then I thought about Will Smith, and mm-hmm. he said something powerful. He said, taking responsibility is not an admission of guilt. It is a recognition of the power you see when you stop blaming people. It is an emotional responsibility to take your power back. Then I thought about my mama.
Uh-huh.
When she said being bitter yeah. is like being in jail.
Absolutely. That is the absolute truth. And that's actually one of the things that immediately popped out to me when you asked me about talking about bitterness. Because that's exactly what it will do. When you're talking about bitterness, you're talking about the fact that you've given your control to mm. someone else or to a situation. Because mm. situations can allow us to become bitter. And often those situations involve people.
Right.
So that can allow you to become bitter. And then when you're dealing with it, your mind stays stuck in a place of confinement that you mm. created off of one action.
Right.
And it could have been continuous actions, but one more.
And we do a good job of saying that, too. You know, we do a good job of saying we're superheroes. We do.
A great job of it. And so we have to, in that place of looking in the mirror and that place of looking at ourselves and our complete vulnerability, because it's a vulnerable place hmm. to realize that you've been hurt.
Yeah. Hey, hey, we're back with part two of Being Bitter Can Cause You to Miss Out on Your Best Life with the great Chandra McPherson. And she's going to leave us with two valuable points. In case you missed it, she mentioned about solitary confinement. I added the word solitary in there because being bitter can cause you to be in a solitary confinement zone. Mm-hmm. And Shan, we need to get these folks out of it.
Have to. Forgive. Forgiveness is key.
But it's hard to do.
It's hard to do. And be able to forgive even if they never admit to what they did.
Mm.
That's hard.
It is.
That's hard to do. But just like you said with the solitary confinement, that bitterness and unforgiveness are partners in jail.
Yeah, they are.
And they will keep you jailed in your own mind. They will keep you jailed in your own heart. You'll sit there not letting people in because you're still bitter and haven't forgiven the last person.
That's deep.
Haven't forgiven them and haven't forgiven yourself for allowing it to happen.
Right. What can you tell the audience, Shan, to start doing today besides forgive? Because we can forgive and then forget and don't forget and right. then we become bitter again.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be able to move past that phase.
Right.
What can you tell the audience that they can do better?
Live.
Yeah.
Live. And live with, guess what? This is the thing, man. Okay. Because I'm screaming in my office. Y'all just don't know it yet. Live knowing it may happen again.
Yes. Yes.
Live knowing it may happen again.
Yes.
But if it does, I'm in a better place and I'll respond better than I did the last time.
Yes.
And there is no blueprint for, there's no master blueprint. I'll say that. There's no master blueprint of you got to do A, you got to do B, because everybody's different. You have to do what works for you that's healthy.
Yes.
As long as it's healthy, you got to, for someone, it's going to be journaling.
Right.
For someone else, it's going to be going out and it's going to be going to therapy.
Right.
But whatever it is, it's got to be something that's going to challenge you to live and live in the best possible place that you can. And that doesn't mean that you're going to live a free life where nothing comes and causes you pain, but you cannot allow the pain to become so embedded and feed to that pain that it matures into a place of bitterness.
Yeah.
And so we've got to, one of the steps of moving forward is deal with the pain early.
Yeah.
Don't deal with it. Stop trying to sweep stuff under the rug.
And that's something we do so easily. We don't face our truth anymore. You know, turning 40, that was something that I had to do, was learning to face my own truth. And it was a burden off my chest when I was able to face my truth.
Absolutely.
For me.
For you.
For me.
And be able to articulate to somebody else, this hurt me.
Right. Yes.
Because what we'll do is, we mad and we bitter with people.
Yes.
That we didn't even go to them and we didn't even say, you know what, Vic? What you said hurt me. What
right.
you did hurt me.
Right.
And I need to, now whether you meant to do it or not, whether you had the intention or not, that does not mean that it still didn't have an effect on me.
That's right.
So I need to acknowledge it. And some things can be prevented just by a conversation.
Absolutely correct.
But we're not having the conversations. And we're around here bitter and mad because Vikel never came back and told me sorry. Did you tell Vikel that she hurt you?
Right. And then we talk at people and not to them.
Not having the conversation.
Yes. Yes.
Not having the conversation. And so part of that moving forward and not repeating the same cycles is being able to forgive, being able to live, being able to own your truth that, yes, you, the superhero, had to take your cape off and deal with the fact that your heart was hurt.
Right. Right.
And then what we do, we take the walls down.
Yeah.
We will build a fortress.
Instead of smiling and laughing and giggling.
We will build up with bitterness bricks.
Mm. The walls need to come down.
They have to come down. And that doesn't mean that you do a whoso will let them come.
Yeah.
But you need to, it's okay to let somebody back in.
Right. Stay tuned for part 3 for closure, guys. All right, guys. Chandra and I are back. And we having a discussion without recording, which was so powerful. And Chandra said that sometimes being bitter is all that people know.
Absolutely.
And we got to figure out, we're going to have to break that chain.
We're going to have to. And you have to allow yourself to become uncomfortable.
Mm.
And sometimes we can, and like you said when we were talking offline, when bitterness has become so comfortable, freedom seems scary. It becomes scary that I no longer have to be, what you mean? I've been in solitary confinement that I created.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're telling me that I'm free in my thinking? I'm free. Because when we understand that bitterness takes control of everything and somebody else has to deal with it, I could be bitter from something that happened 10 years ago.
Right.
And if I have not allowed myself to let it go, then everybody who comes in contact with me never deals with a completely free person.
Right, and they feed off of it.
And they feed off of it.
Because eventually it will show up.
It'll show up.
That's one thing I noticed. It may not show then, but that bitterness will show up.
Will show up. And we are making people pay for it in our relationships, in personal relationships, our coworkers, our colleagues. We're making people pay for it. Sins they did not commit.
Right.
Because we have not let go of our bitterness.
Right.
And it's a process. It's not I'm not saying that you're not going, that you're just going to wake up today if you've been carrying bitterness, that you're just going to wake up today and just be like, oh, no. It's a process of, I no longer will empower bitterness to have control over me.
Right.
If I'm going to live and live my best life, then that means I'm going to have to start making a decision to let some stuff go.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to make a decision.
And at the end of the day, that's all it is.
It's a decision.
It's a decision.
Absolutely.
To be happy.
Absolutely.
Or be bitter.
It's a decision.
No, let me change that. Be better or be bitter.
Absolutely. And do I want to be free? Do I want to be free in my thinking and in my living? Do I want to be free to enjoy this life and enjoy all parts of it? Because it's going to be good, bad, highs, and lows. But what I'm going to do is enjoy it well.
Right.
And laugh. You know, laugh.
smile, that doesn't mean that pain is not going to come.
It's crazy. I did a challenge. I did a 10-day challenge. And that 10-day challenge was to state 10 reasons why you're happy, but you could not repeat. And it caused me to really think, like, yeah, I'm happy.
I'm happy.
I got reason to be happy all the time. Is every day going to be a good day? But I can always find a reason to laugh or smile.
Find something. You and I, both of us, have lost our mothers.
Right.
And we both had amazing relationships with our moms.
We did.
One of the things that I find joy in is the fact of I'm still living out her legacy. There's some people that weren't able to keep moving.
Right.
And they're functioning, but they're not functioning well.
Mm-hmm. A walking zombie.
Walking zombie.
Ha!
So the mere fact that there's a moment, we could have both been bitter over the loss.
Right.
But the joy that comes in this moment, there are two queens that are living out legacy.
Right.
Teaching others
how to live their best life. Girlfriend, you just did that. You just did that. Ladies and gents, I really hope you guys took something from this, because this was a powerful segment, because it's something that all of us have dealt with at some point in time. Shan, you want to leave them with something really quick?
Really quick? I'm only going to leave you what my mom left with me. Kick the doors down and leave your footprint.
Oh.
And let the world know that you've been here. And they'll know that when you're living your absolute best life with no apologies.
I love that. Chandra, I appreciate you so much.
I love you, queen.
I love you, too. Ladies and gents, this is Giggles and Chat. We're signing off. Smile, guys. It looks good on you. Take care.